This is Tip TV Finance and me, Jenny Hammonds and Zach Meir. And joining us down the line is James Hughes from GKFX. James, how are you doing today?
Not so bad, thank you very much. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. So let's start with the dollar. And of course, expectations of a rate rise have been supporting the dollar. So what are you seeing happening?
Well, of course, yeah, the last couple of days have been one of those things. Actually, they've been one of those things where we should have been dominated by Janet Yellen. But really, yet again, of course, Donald Trump has taken all of the headlines away from her. But it's interesting that the rate hike situation now, yesterday and Tuesday morning, we were looking at the probability for a rate hike in March down below 10% initially, then just pushing to around 13%. And today we're up above 25% for that rate hike in March. So obviously there is this feeling, and of course there's been some Fed speak over the last couple of days from Lacker and Kaplan, both coming out and saying that we should see these rates move higher sooner rather than later. And the fact that we could even see more than the three rate hikes that are in place. But there's one big caveat to this whole situation, and something that Janet Yellen, of course, has said over the last couple of days, is the fact that we're still awaiting this fiscal policy announcements from Donald Trump. That's the big discussion point, of course, that we just don't know. Number one, we don't know what those are. We can have a guess, and of course Janet Yellen can have a guess at some of the basic principles about what's going to be there. But the one thing we can't legislate against at the moment is the market reaction. Now, these things could be positive for the economy, could be negative for the economy, but the market reaction is the key one. And over the last, we know in 2016 when we were talking about four rate hikes, Janet Yellen was always worried about the market reaction. Uncertainty and market turmoil derails what the Fed are thinking to do in terms of monetary policy. And if the reaction to this fiscal policy that finally does get announced from Donald Trump is, if the reaction is negative in the markets and if it does create a bit of turmoil and a lot of volatility, then of course we could be looking at Janet Yellen saying, okay, well, let's wait until the markets calm down, very much like what she did last year.
But isn't it almost impossible for Donald Trump to deliver a bazooka big enough to live up to the expectations of the last 3 months of rally in the stock market?
Exactly right. So that's my point. Exactly. It pretty much is impossible. You look at these equity markets. I mean, they're rallying ridiculously at the moment. And and when we finally get an announcement on this, it's bound to disappoint somewhere, because the expectations, as you say, are so incredibly high at the moment. The markets are so incredibly high that any sort of announcement from Donald Trump on fiscal policy is going to get profit takers sort of reaction in equity markets, which does then, as we know, snowball effects. Now, obviously, none of this has happened yet, and of course the markets, equity markets, are still rallying incredibly strongly and showing no signs of turning around at the moment. But sooner or later we're going to get this announcement, and I think there should just be a bit of caution, not necessarily on the equity markets, but just on the disappointment around rates, because we've heard it all before, and that's the key thing. We've heard it all before from the Fed, and we have to, at some point, they have to follow through.
And what about gold? Do you think gold's going to finally make a breakthrough now?
I think gold today is... It's broken back above some of these key levels that we broke below on the way down over the last few days or so. I think we're looking at these 1244 highs of the last couple of months or so, which are going to be key. Look, I can see some kind of test of those later on this afternoon. The data is a little bit weaker today in terms of the, not weaker, but there's a little bit less of it for the US session. So I think it's a case of equity markets rallying. The dollar has kind of set itself in for today. Of course, we won't rule out any sort of swings in that. But the dollar set its pace, so the money's piling into gold so far today, and I think that could continue for the rest of the session.
Super, James. Thank you so much, James Hughes, there from GKFX.